Michael's today?
Yeah.
So far, still?
He's a little depressed about it, I think.
Why?
He said, I don't know, he's sad. He's sad to be leaving.
Why should he leave?
He's lived in Hollywood for 20 whatever years.
Not so far. Okay. Today we're going to...
It's going to be on the record.
Do... start with the Inyan of Ben Pekua, and then we'll move to Sfek Sfeika. Okay. Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, V'chol behema mafreses parsa v'shosa shesa shtei parosos malas geiro ba behema oso tochelu. So it says behema in the beginning of the Pasuk, and then it says ba behema. So the Gemara dashens behema ba behema. Take a look on page 3 in Chulin Samach Tesam and Aleph. Non dechsi v'chol behema mafreses parsa behema ba behema l'rabos es avlad. So that's telling you that the Vlad is included, meaning if you shecht the mother, then the Vlad is considered shechted al pidin. In other words, even though the Vlad is coming out and still walking around and alive, but al pidin, it's considered shechted. So as far as the Torah is concerned, even now if you would just shoot it, that it wouldn't be an avela, because apidin it's considered shechted. Behema ba behema. And you have the famous Mishnah on page 2 in Samech Chesem Aleph. Behema hamekasha leled v'hotzi ha'ubar es yado v'chziro Mutter Bachila. Oh. So the Gemara says that what? If a behema is page 2. The behema is maksha leled, and it sticks out its hand. So it's mutter bachila. So what does mutter bachila mean? The animal's mutter bachila, but the yad is aser, because it's the yad once it went out of its. Where it says, "I'm Rav Yehuda Maravim, the ever atzma aser. My time with Amar Kora Bosa Bosa the three follows a chelu. Kaving shiotza Bosa chutz l'mechisaso." Nessa. So it's awesome. Eiver Atzmo is awesome. But Hotzi as Rosho, Afal Pishach Ziru Hare Ze Kiyilot. So once it's Hotzi as Rosho, then it's considered it's born. So Mamela. It's not going to be nichlal in the Shechita Sa'im. We have a Gzeres HaKazu Behema Ba Behema, but that's when the Behema is inside, once the Behema was born. So once the Hotzi Rosho Al Pi Din, it's considered a separate entity, it's considered born. Hotzi Es Rosho. So now when it brings the head back in, it's not nichlal in the Shechita Sa'im. And Rashi says it needs its own shechita. And if it doesn't get it, because now it's just an independent unit. It's already yilod. That is the. Okay. So there is another Mishnah, page 4, 9 Dalal and Meralef.
Maybe if the hand is
usher,
you'd be able to be
mobster
the hand.
I didn't say the head was usher. I said the head comes out, it's considered yilo.
So the hand.
The hand is usher. Yeah.
But could you make it mutter by shachting the fetus?
No. It's already. Yeah. It's considered treifa. That's what Rav Shach always points out. There's a din of treifa. Okay. Now, the Mishnah says on page 4 in Dayan Dalan Amalf, Ashokhet es habehemu matzoba ben shmona chai, omes. He finds the fetus is in the 8th month, or the 9th month, dead. Karu motzi es domo. So then it's nichlal in the shechita. Motzah ben teschai, but ben teschai is ta'on shechita v'chai v'oso v'zbeno divrei Reb Meir. So ben teschai is considered already not nichlal. In other words, the gzeirus hakosuv behema ben behema according to Reb Meir does not apply to a ben tes. Because ben tes is a separate entity. V'chachamim omrim shechitas imo metaharoso. And the Chachamim say that the Shechitas Ha'em is Metaher, even the Ben Tes. Rav Shimon ben Shuzuri Omer Afil ben Chameish Shonim Vechoresh Basodeh Shechitas Imo Metaharaso. In other words, it had a full pregnancy, and the Shechita's aim was Mitaroso, and now it's 5 years old. But that Shechita's aim is still Mitaroso, because it's a. In other words, Rashi points out the Gemara is going to ask, "Hainu Tanakama," because obviously, if it's Ben Chamei Shonim, so that means that it had a full pregnancy, that's why it's Ben Chamesh Shonim. So then, according to Reb Meir, so it's according to the Chacham Matzah Ben Tes Chai. On Shechitav Chai Voso Vezbeno. Divir Meir. Chachomim Omim Shechitav Imo Metaros. So look at the Gemara. We'll see. Yeah, take a look. It's a Gemara on Ayin Hey on the base. In the middle. Hainu Tanakama. In the middle of the page. Amar Rav Kahana Hifris al Gabi Karki Yikabinai. So, why is it Tanakama? Why is it Haina Tanakama? Because Tanakama said, Ashokar is a behemoth, what's above, Ben Shmonachai, or May, so Ben Fisher Mace Koromot says Dumbo. But Matzah Ben Tes Chai Ton Shechita Chai Boso Bespo Divrei Reb Meir Chom Yomim Shechita Simo Metaroso. So that's the Tanakh. I think it means Tanakham is Chachomim. That's what Rabbi Harari said. Mm-hmm. So it means, because obviously, if it's only the Ben Tes is going to now live to 5 years old, the other ones were already dead inside, or Ben Shmona, they're not going to make it anymore. So by the fact that he's saying that Ben Chamesh Shonim is Shechitasim Matarah, so that's according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that even a Ben Tes Shechitasim. So what's the difference? So the difference is there a Din Midrabanon that even though your Shechitas Ben Pekuah is Metaher, But maybe once it's hifris al gabei karka, it's it looks like a regular animal. No one's going to know that it was a ben pakua. So then it's going to. So maybe there's a din of shechita midrabanan. So that's the nafkamina, because is there a din drabanan of hifris al gabei karka? So that's where the Tanakhama came and told us to shechita midrabanan and doesn't chufi. And Rav Shimon Shazuri says shechita zimra mataras. So there's no even din drabanan. Okay. Now there is a. Another Gemara here on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph on page 5 on the bottom. Amar Rav Yami Ashoket is a treful matzah ben teschai. So we learned that there's a din of shechitas treifa. You can shecht a treifa. Ashoket is a treifa. Matzah ben teschai. Right. So now he says, ledivrei haoser matir, ledivrei hamatir oser. In other words, we had a machloikus between Chacham and Rav Meir whether a ben test is included. So before Chachamim said a ben test is included, Rav Meir says it's not included. So he says now, the divrei haoser, according to the opinion of Rav Meir, who oser that says that it's not included in the shechita sa'im, which is a ben test. So that's, he's going to be matir then.
Yeah,
it wasn't
the Rabbana, this is the Raisa.
No, you're confusing. One second. This is a din d'oraisa. That was a question. The divrei oser means there was a machlokas in the Mishnah whether ben tes is nichlal l'shchit haseim. Chachamim Rameir. That's a din d'oraisa. So the divrei oser that says it's not a good shchita. By the Ben Pekua. So it's not a good shechita. L'divrei oser, over here he'll be matir. The shechitaso mataraso. Why? And l'divrei amatir, that's the shechita of Chachamim, oser. Because he's saying this is a treifa. So if you hold normally the shechita sa'im is matar even a ben tes, but over here it's a shechita's treifa, so then it's not gonna. One second. So it's gonna be matir. Because normally the ben tes is a separate thing, and therefore the shechita's aim can't work for it. But here the aim is just a treifa. Here the aim is a treifa. So then the treifa, like Rabbi Harari is just saying, is a chisaron in the meisa shechita, even as we said last time. So then it's not going to work. But l'divrei hamatir, but according to the shita that says that in a regular animal, ben tes is included, so by a treifa, it's not going to be included.
Why not?
Because the aim is just a treifa. So again, if you hold that a ben tes is not included normally, right? The divrei haoser. So he's going to be matir. The shchitoso mitaraso. In other words, let me say it better. I didn't say it over good. Let me say it over better. The divrei osur before says that the mother's shchita can't work for a bentes. But here, the mother's a trefa, right? So then that doesn't count at all.
It doesn't discount it. Because here the
so then you have another chance, so it doesn't. So then you'll just shech the kid, the Uber. But L'divrei Hamatir over there, right, that a bent test is included, will ask her here because. Because it's not a good shechita. The shechita b'day lo mahadya bay, shechita sa trefa lo mishteri, shrekecha mei varel.
Even if it's a good shechita, it's a riachimo, then it's trefa
rasa. Right. Right.
Not to say the shechita, just trefa.
Yeah. So again, yeah, let's say it again. Yeah. Let's say it without the Reb Chaim, Michael saying. The divrei ha-oser, that ben test is not included, right? The divrei oser, so over here, he's gonna be. So that means that the animal is a separate unit now, because he haraya, it's not included the shechita same. So now he'll be matir in this case. The shechitaso mitaraso. Now, who shechita of what? Of the mother or of the Uber?
Uber.
What?
The Uber was nishcha with the mother. I mean, it's a trefa. You can't do anything.
But what about the?
What?
It's a trefa already.
No, the divrei ha. The divrei ha oser matir.
So you have to shech the oser. Yes. The fetus. So
it needs shechita.
But there's no psul.
Yeah. No psul.
Yeah.
Yeah. The divrei oser ben tisha chay b'ksheira shishchatena matir zeh b'achila. The shechitoso mitaharoso. The divrei matir. So he's saying that's part of the mother. Right. Oser, so then it's not gonna help. So you can't have me ever. Right, because if it's part of the mother and it's nichlal, so then it's considered a limb of a treif animal. So that's why the divrei hamatir oser. But now why the divrei oser matir? Because the divrei oser it wasn't an independent entity, so therefore it's no psul, right? And right, so then you just have to shach the kid because it's the shechit is nothing. Rava Omar, the divrei matir nami mutter. That even according to the matir, it's also mutter. Why? But if it's matir, that means it's one part of the mother, so it'd be treif. Because dalad simonim achshe berachmana, which means that ben pekua, it's not pshat that it's only part of the mother. You have two tracks. You can either get the shechitas ha'aim, or you can get an independent shechita. So even the divrei matir is mutter. But dalad simonim achshe rachmana. Okay, that's the. That's the story over here. Okay. Now there is another Gemara. On page 6, the 9 Hamad base. I'm a Rav Masharshia. It's in the middle of the page, The last words on the line is Amar Rav, towards the middle. The last word on the line is Rav. Amar Rav. Misharshil. Divrei Omer Choshen Lezer Ha'av. So it's like Rav Shechter always pointed out, the question is an animal related to the father also, only the mother. Rav Shechter points out. Choshen Lezer Ha'av. Ben Pekua Habal Behema Ma'alisa. Say you mate a Ben Pekua with a regular behema. Havlat ein lo takana. Why? Let's see Rashi. Ein lo takana. Shehu kemisha ein lo el simen echad mitzad imo. Sheh simen hashen ishachud v'omir hu shein shchitas nohegez bo u'behema v'chad simen lo mitzkirha Hi, Simon. Basra, lo mitzaref l'kama. Shein chashir gedol mizu. In other words, so if you're choshen zerav, so it means that you're related to your father, who's a ben pekua. So a ben pekua al pidin is considered shechted. But then there's the mother. She also is part of the. You're also related to your mother, and that the shechita, the simon of the mother. Is not considered shachat. So it says, ki'ilu, you were shechted partially from your father's perspective and not from your mother's perspective, so that's like a shehiya. Shehiya kemi she'ein lo ala simen echa mitzarimo, she'a simen ha'shein ishochet va'omidu, she'ein shechita noheges bo, u'behema b'chad simen lo miskashra. V'ay simen abasa lo mitzarif l'kam, she'ein lo ha'shiyya gedol mizu, she'risha shochet v'cholonu. Ah, but why don't you say Dalit Simon and Machshir Rachmana? So he says the leis leila Rabbi Sharshi had the Moran leil Dalit Simon Tachshir Rachmana. He doesn't hold from Dalit Simon and Machshir Rachmana. So therefore, since he can't do it the first time, he can't. Toisus says no. So Toisus says a different shot. The Tosa says that no. You got here to Rav Misharshi late for him. I called Megumgum. The Afilu. First word learned is Afilu. The Afilu. How you saw Behemah and Teres with Simon Echad ain't last year. In other words, even if say the halacha is you would only need one Simon, so there wouldn't be a question of Shehiya. But the word is Chashi called Simon Simon Keches Yoshachot. In other words, it's considered like it's upshot like you get one Simon from your father and one Simon from your mother. Each one you get from both. So Mel is considered like half the simon was already shachut from the one you inherited from your father.
So therefore, it's already. So Mel is saying that. Even if it wouldn't work because you didn't do a rov shechita. Forget the psul of shehiya. Ain't can rov. Simon she rov the shechita.
Right, so nothing to do with. So then Tosha says, "Vafil man dom leel dal tzimon achshir rachmano moda hacha the hosam shchita streifel lo havi shchita."
Aval kan havi kiilu nishka ketsia.
One second.
Moda leel, and now we'll zoom.
Yeah, so he's saying that the reason why it's no good, nothing to do with shehiya.
But what about the concept of Dal Simon Machshir Rachmon? Dal Simon Machshir Rachmon means you have a choice. You can either use the mother's two simonim to work on the kid, or you could check the kid independently. Dal Simon Machshir Rachmon, that's what it means. So why don't we say, so it didn't work from the mother's perspective, so why don't you just say, yeah, from the child's perspective. It doesn't work here. So what is he saying? That over there it's different because Shechita's Trefa is not a Shechita.
Right,
here it's a Shechita. Over there, what was the case over there? Over there we had a case of Shechita's Trefa. So the question is whether you say Dal Simono Achsharachmano or not. So Tosa says that maybe that concept of Dal Simono Achsharachmano is only by Shechita's Trefa. Because then the mother didn't have real good simonim, so then you have another opportunity. But by regular ben pekua, it's only the mother's simonim that count. You don't say dalet simonim achshir achmana. Rashi's shita is that dalet simonim achshir achmana is in all cases. So that's why Rashi has to say that this sugya doesn't hold from dalet simonim achshir achmana. Because l'man da'omar dalet simonim achshir achmana, that would be not only in shechita's trefa. The Gemara over there happened to be by Shechita's Trefa, but it would be in all cases. So Tosa says that even if the man the Omer Dal Siman Achshar Chmana, but here it won't work because it's already Nishchat Chesya. So Mela, there's no. You see over there, by Trefa, he's saying, well, it didn't work for the Trefa, so then you have a new opportunity. But here, it does work. So even though Dal Simanim Achshar Achmana, but if it was Chal, see, so there's nothing to Shecht.
It's the men
that
is
that way. Yeah.
Mother
was there. Yeah. So one second. It says, "Gamim mamachos d'lar zub d'mash me d'uber hayotze ino takan b'shchita d'hasa v'simanim k'shchutim." So again, so Tosa says, Rashi says the reason why Ben Pekua ba alabei mamalis avadlein to takana is because it's ki'ilu, one simon was shechted. The simon from the father was shechted already when it was born, so to speak. And now you shechted another, so that's a Shia. And Tosa says, no, nothing to do with that. Even if the halacha is you only have to shecht one simon, but that's so Chatzi the Simon was already shechted already.
But you're saying both of them have Chatzi shechted, and you can't get rove on
either. Right, you can't get rove.
One or two, you should say both of them have Chatzi Mishkat,
right.
And you can't get rove on either of them because they're both Chatzi.
Ah, but what if you're Dal Simon and Machshir Achmana, no?
But the two that come in, the two in the Bain came from the Av also. The Chatzi came from the Av, Chatzi's Mishkat, Chatzi's Chayesh and you can't get a rove.
Right, you can't get a rove. Now take a look for a second on page Ein Dal Amud Beis, page 5. Talking about Korban Pesach.
can use a ben pekua for a korban pesach. So Rashi says, look at the bottom. The Gemara said it's sochem pesach ben pekua kosel the kaim on kachim ki yivoleid pradli yotzei dofen. In other words, because if it's a ben pekua, obviously, then it never came out of the mother. The mother was shechted, and then the kid was taken out of the stomach. Page 5, Ayin Dalam and Beis. So Rashi Shita is that Rashi Shita is what? That all kachim have to be born ki yivoled, and since this is not ki yivoled, so then it's not good for korban pesach. Tosfos says a different shach. Look in Tosfos. Peish b'kuntres the pesach pasul mishum yotzei dofen. V'yefshal omar king. Again, the Rameh hech chodim bo. So he says, Amar le'el aliv the Rameh sem al yehu chodim bo el mitzvah mitam shchuta. In other words, it's already shechted. So then you're not going to shecht it l'shem korban pesach because it's already shechted. So that's why it's no good. So many years ago, so Rashi says that ben pekua is no good for korban pesach because it's no leida, it's no kivole. Tosa says because the ben pekua, so now you're going to shecht the ben pekua for korban, but it was already shechted al pi din from before. What?
What if I do shechted the Pesach? Next year I want
this. You shechted the mother?
Shechted the mother, and Tavshin Ayin Hey, and Tavshin Ayin Bov, I want the Ben. And I shechted the Shema the first year.
Is the first Pesach Roy the Melee?
Well, that doesn't work. It's like Melee.
What?
My Pesach has to be Melee.
Yeah,
so that doesn't. That wouldn't work.
Yeah, so. Oh, so many years ago I saw, as I said over once to Rav Shach, they liked it, in the, there's a Sefer Beis HaTalmud, there's the Toivitz, Rav Zolti's Kolo, put out years ago. So someone wrote a mimer to explain this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So this fellow wrote in the mimer in the Beis HaTalmud that he thinks it's Rashi and Tosfos L'Shitosa. Well, so because Rashi Shita is the Dalet Simon Machshir Rachman in all cases. So it wasn't shechted l'shem korban pesach because the mother was shechted, but now you could dalet simonim, so you always have another opportunity for dalet simonim. So memela. So why is it no good? Shechted now l'shem korban pesach. The mother wasn't shechted l'shem korban pesach, but the kid should be shechted now l'shem korban pesach. But so that's why really it should be okay. So that's why Rashi has to come on to the psul of ki yivoled. But Tosfos Shita is that you don't say that Dalet Siman Machshir Rachmana was only said by Treifa, because since the Shechita's Treifa isn't a good Shechita, so then you get another opportunity. Right? But here we're not talking about a Treifa. So Meli, you only get one opportunity. It's the only Shechita works is the Shechita of the mother. So Meli, if the Shechita of the mother obviously is not the Shem Korban Pesach, so then, like Michael just said, it's the mother not Korban Pesach, so Meli, you have no more chance to shechte, because he holds that you only say dalet simon machshir rachmana only by when the mother was treifa. So since the mother was treifa, you get another opportunity. But if the mother's not treifa, it's only one opportunity. The shechita's aim is for the kid.
Or any other
okay. Now let's take a look . So there's a famous Rambam Shita . Yeah, take a look in the Gemara on page 5 and I end all in the base.
Tanya, Gid HaNosha Noeg B'Shliel V'Chel Ba'Osu Divrei Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer Eino Noeg B'Shliel V'Chel B'Mutter. So is Gid HaNosha Noeg in the Uber? And what about the Chalof? So the first opinion says Gid HaNosha Noeg B'Shliel V'Chel Ba'Osu. According to Rabbi Meir, that the shechita of a ben tes is not niter b'shechita se'ein. So then it's a separate entity. So Rameila, it's a separate animal, so it's like any other animal. It has an Issa Begit HaNosha and Issa Chalof. Masha'en Kain, Rabbi Huda, Shita is Eino Noheg B'Shliel, because Rabbi Huda Shita is that it's Nita. It's Nita B'Shchita Seim.
So why is it any better than me?
Well,
like an apron.
One second. So Yehuda Shita is that it's neater. Shita Sa'im. So, according to Reb Meir, it's a separate animal. So, it's also. According to Reb Yehuda, it's niter. So, just like the shechit is niter, so the chalav and the gedanosh is niter. Right, but this whole thing is a separate. It has a gets a separate matir, and it's separate matir. So let's see. So how does the Rambam paskin on this? So there's going to be an interesting Rambam. Let's see the Rambam Shita. How does the Rambam paskin? Is a ben tes nichlal in the shechita se'im or not? So let's look in the Rambam. On page 9. Matzah ba'ubar chai. Afal pishu ben tesh tisha chadashim gemurim. Refshe shiyeche ein tzarech shechita. Right? The Rambam shechita is that it's nita. Shechita sima matarasa. So then what should be the din by the Rambam, by the chalav of a ben tes? It should be mutter. Right? So let's look at the Rambam writes on page 10. Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Hashochet Behemah Matzah B'Shliel Kol Chel Bo Mutter Fil Matzah Chai B'Mnei Shu Kevim Mimena Im Shol Mol Chadoshav. But if it's 9 months, Matzah Chai Vol B'Shalo If you talk about Ein Tzarech Shi Chel Bo Azur Chai V'Mol Kores. So the Rambam's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says L'manda Omar that the shechita se'im is matayer, even a ben tes, right? The chachamim. So then the chalav is also mutter. The man omer it's not matir, so it's a separate thing. It needs its own shechita, so the chalav is also. But the Rambam paskin that what? That a ben tes is nichlal. So then the chalav of a ben tes should also be mutter according to the Gemara.
Where's something called Rabbi Yehuda's chachamim?
Yeah, it's the same concept.
And since the run, it says fire run.
Right, I know.
It's yeah, that's the easy way out.
So what does the Magid Mishnah say? That's why Ben Lupus talking about Ben Tess Shunim to Chai B'mei B'heima Kistam Masnisen. Lin Yishchita Shunita B'shchita Zimo Gnitzka B'herkei Lin Yagidus Kistam Masnisen No B'shliel Lodin L'chelbo. So the Rambam is passing the Stam Mishnah is Kipshuto Afak of the Omar or Rosh Chai B'chol Ben Tess Chai B'loch B'mei Shli Chato B'mei L'shitoso you don't have to say this way. In other words, if you have a shita that holds this way, it works good, but it's not muchrach that you have to say this way. But the Rambam paskins like Stam Mishnayis, and the Stam Mishnayis say shechita zimu mataros, so it doesn't mefarit which way. And the chaylev it says noeg b'shliel. So means in all cases. And that gemara is not saying that you have to say this way. What?
That was the Magid Mishnah.
That's what the Magid Mishnah says.
Then should the Rambam also prohibit chaylev in less than ben tet?
Less than Pentes is mutter.
That's not a thing.
So what's the pshat? What's the lumbus? So Rav Menachem Zemba in the Zer Avram on page 15. So he says like this. Yidei Rambam, page 15. Tassav shachet et abeim vasav ha-shlil, im lo kol chadash av chel b'mutter, kol chadash av vishen in tzoshnich ha-chel b'osser, kvar toma ha-magid mishneh, shes es osser divrei ha-gemara, divrei tess chanitim shkit simo, gam chel b'mutter. So he says, to ha-rihu ha-rbel yashiv ha-sugil, fi shittas ha-rambam, so he says, the two dinim in Ben Patur. Yeah, take a look at the bottom paragraph. These are before. He says Shita Saram. Yesh shnei drachim beheter Ben Patur. Derech echad hu betars matir. Muvad zed aminet bulos hashchita. There was one halacha that the shechita aim is oila. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that no, it's a matir, that it doesn't need a shechita. Because it's like considered one of a just like a finger doesn't need its own shechita. It's one of the evarim of the, so it's a special matir. Keshchutim. And the shechita simanim came next of a uber keshochet. Buvad zeh yesh b'zadin matir. Baba madalom mahani shechita lahatir. Mikol makom shechita se'ein zeir sakosim materas avlad into besoko. And the isus yesh bo. High time matir is the isur chelov. After ein zeh isus shenita b'shechita. Chayin isur nevel buvad me shechita lo mahayin. So what's the so he says Shumatikol Sim Shabarak Zayesh Derek Bez Batosh Nishkat Bulvat came to Uber Yerchimo Kosh Shita Saim Kil Shachtol Vlad. But Law Dit Mena Shita. The other way is it's Kiilu was Shachtir, but it's not. So he says like this, that the Rambam Shita is that when it's a bent
Tess. So it's a separate entity. So then the heter of Ben Pekua works within the Shechitas Ha'im is Ola for the Shechitas Havlan. But it's not a special matter. Mm-hmm. Just going on the Shechita. Then you have the regular Yisur, Chel of Dam, etc. But it's less, then it's a shot that it's a special matir for the whole chefet. So all the Yisurim Shabo are Anita, the Behema Behema. So Mimela, so the Chelev is Anita. That doesn't, you know, just explains the lumdus of it. In terms of the Sugya, it just says that, you know, the Gemara just said you could say this, but you don't have to say this. If you look in the Ran, so that's what the Menachem Zalman says. That's the Tzvei Dinim in Ben Pekua. The din of the Shechitas Ola and the din of a Matir. And the din of a Matir was only said by a younger thing. So then the Rishonim speak about, so the Chelev and the Gid Anotcha is Mutter, what about the Dam of a Ben Pekua? The Dam of a Ben Pekua, we say, is Osir. So why isn't that Nichlal? So the Ran says, because it says, HaShochet is a Behemoth, page 17, Mutter Ben Tes, Chai, Ben Tes, Mechoru, Motze is Domo. Fein Tzarek Shchit, the Mutter, and Mebe, Hachet, the Srabim, called Behemoth, Ochel, Kevin, However, others say differently. Is there a rush here? What page? 14. If you look in the Rosh, Masha Domo Osir, Vishu Nivla B'chol Haguf. In other words, because the chelev of the uber is the chelev of the uber, but the dam of the uber is the dam of the mother. It's the same circulation. So then that dam, you can't say that dam is part of the dam of the mother. So you can't separate those two, the circulation. So mela, the dam of the mother is in the Umber, so that's going to be awesome, because it's just dam, the mother doesn't become mutter. But Chelev is localized. There's no circulation of the Chelev. That's the Rush. And the Rav Shechter likes to quote Rav Yosef Engel. Here on page, on Otsus Yosef on page 18. Yeah. So basically, he says like this, the chelev is only certain parts of the animal have an issur chelev. So since the whole uber is considered a separate entity, so that's not the chelev of the parts of the animal that's osur. Ein Chilbos Klal. Look, look what he says. Seven lines from the bottom. Hare Ein Chilbos Klal. Zulus also may varm a pratim. Shapirsha Bem Torah Shechelba Mosav. Hare Ein Uber Zeh also may varm a pratim. Rak Eves Tam. Lachin Shapir Chilba Mutu. Masha Ein Kein Lin Yedam. Yedam Shokol HaBehema. Yeh Meizah Ever Shehiya. Also. Right, because by dam, there's no. It says dam, a dam anywhere is aser. He's not saying like the Rush. The Rush is saying a different word. The Rush is saying that the matter is the. The things of the Uber, but the dam is not solely of the Uber. Here it's saying that the Uber, it's not a special heter. What is that? The Uber is one aver. It's like another hand, maybe a shechter, something like that, of the animal. So the, but that part of the animal is not this aser. But the blood, it doesn't matter. The blood is the blood is also anywhere in the animal. Saying it's not a special matter. It's that the chelav, the way Moshechta says over, it's chelav shalom b'mkomo. Chelav shalom b'mkomo is mutter. Right. If, in other words, we know in other words, you have to have chelav akeriv akloyos, right? Schumann. Okay. Then there's a Rashba in the Torah Sabayis here. On page 19. So he says like this. The machlokes from Meir Chachamim is the similar idea is the Torah says Meir Chachamim ton shchita da alma chashav lebehema malya. So four lines from the bottom. Karina beiv is avachti bibuchachav. Haven what the name the chashvil lebehema lein chelif. It's not a behema. If I got a gido, a little hole of shitosan, a little time at the Rabbi Huda, gido, which from the Karina babe called behema to fail. Okay, he's saying it's totally whether it's a separate behema. Okay, now is the important thing. Rabbi Harari pointed out to me the following. Look on the Rashba, page 21. Who inin trei fosso shall ben pakua. What's the din? Kaven de minadin ke shochet va'omer hu elu mishum maris ayin bavad v'tfikul shchita nira dein treifos posobo. There's no treifer. Because Rabbi Harai was telling me that there's a rabbi in Australia, Rabbi Rabbi, who is now in the process of breeding Ben Pekuas. And this way, you make Ben Pekuas, and then all these Ben Pekuas, you won't have any problem with Chalev and Treifus.
Chaim.
Who? Chaim Kanievsky?
The first is not happy.
Who?
Where did you hear he wasn't happy?
What?
In an interview with Rav Lubinson, he seemed to say Rav Chaim was supportive.
He said Rav Shlomo Miller is afraid that once you have one, Harari told me, one that that's not a Ben Pekuah that got mixed in, you got to be very diligent.
Or one gets out, you get a line of
If what?
If one gets out of that pen and it's Baal another behemoth, you create a line of Asr behemoth.
You mean one who's not a Ben Pekuah?
Yeah. Because of a Hela Ba'alma, everything is going to be Chatzi Nishkat and it's going to be Asr.
Right.
The only one.
Right. So you have to make sure you only have.
They don't get out or in.
Right. So, I don't think this is the Ratzon Hashem. To make, in other words, the Torah wants you to have the Dinei HaTorah. You could say, maybe, like Rav Shach says, the difference between Haram of a Lav versus an essay. I don't know, there's a difference between. Shekhtar quotes from the Achronim that by a Rama of a Lav, so by law you didn't violate the Lav, so that's not so bad. But a Rama of essay, so then you're trying to circumvent. I don't know, the Torah wants. I feel the whole concept of Ben Pekuah, I mean, not technically he's right, but is that if Ben Pekuah comes up.
It's probably whether it's a mitzvah,
yeah, maybe. So it's a little bit difficult for me.
Yeah, all the benefits.
Well, the benefits are Harari saying that you don't have no trefer problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch here. You see, Hashocher, page 22. Hashocher is a behemah of an insus kshera. Motzaba uber ben ches. Ben chai ben meis, or ben tes meis. Mutter bachila, veinoton shchitav. Motzaba ben tes chai. So how does he paskin by Ben Tess? That is neater. It's neater. It's just the dindrabban and the fifth result gabi karka. About Shar Treifus Eino Oser also. In Lord Fris Alvakamar Eino Ton Shkita. And then there's another din in the Gemara we didn't look at, but here we'll see in Shulchan Aruch in Parsos of Klutos. In other words, if the animal has something strange, like it doesn't have split hooves, so that's something that's you know, milsa de tmiya, so then people will realize this is a special animal. Alpha pishifri salgame kake in ton shkita. Yesh megamgim bedover. And then, if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva here on the bottom of page 22, Lulim Bracha, Hevi Etzvah Shor Etzvah Shorash Mevarchim, Ulam Shom Rosh Kosev Dein Levarch, the Shaila whether you make a Bracha on the Shechita, when you Shech Lashum, and they all talk about the question in Masech the Shabbos by Neiris Chanukah, that you, when the Ran says, if you light for Neiris Chanukah, Chashad, so you don't make a bracha, but you don't make a bracha on Chashad. And here the question is, maybe you do make a bracha, and the whole discussion is there, you know. But Lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, even Ben Tess is Nitar. And but as Rabbi Arari is pointing out from Rabbi Rabbi, then Shar Trefus is Eino Oseh. So there's no Marasayan on the Trefus. So then you have a. So if you do that. But somehow, I don't know. I don't know if that's the Mahala. But, I don't know. You need the. I don't know if Rabbi Yashiv would have. I don't know. It's hard to say. Would have said that that's a proper Mahala. You know. It's. You know, Torah. Someone wants you to follow the Torah. Torah doesn't want Ibra Chachams. Ben Pekua happens, it happens. But to make a whole system of Ben Pekua is. Talking Ibra Chacham. It's an Ibra Chacham. This is. I don't think this is the Ratzon Hashem. Okay, that's Ben Pekua. So we'll take a 5-minute break and then we'll do a little Sfeik Sfeika.
What about the case where it's a trefa and the shech would be carbon that everybody's in it, and like an album?
So what do we hold? So look inside. We must have, yeah. Where is it?
By the Zion.
Chaim Shachad, when Islam of Yanush's favor, in Uber Ben Teschai, Tashkit the last one. Because Dalit Simon Machshir Rahmana. In Uber Ben Tesh May, so Ben Tesh Afil Chai, and he is awesome. Okay, we'll take a 5-minute break.